Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'm your host today. And I have for you a program called Something Old, Something New. The Something Old deals with the fact that the instruments that you'll be hearing today are basically recorder and harpsichord. We think of those instruments as being old because the recorder came into use prior to the modern flute, and the harpsichord came into use prior to the modern piano. And we'll hear pieces played by composers who lived a while ago. That would be something old still, and more contemporary composers, and that would be the something new. We're going to start off with a piece by Antonio Vivaldi, and he would be something old because he lived between the years 1678 and 1741. We'll listen to the concerto in C minor for recorder and strings, and the recorder player here is John Tyson, who actually studied recorder with Franz Brueger, and also is the International Early Music Competition winner and the Noah Greenberg Award, which is based upon the founder of the New York Pro Musica. He's an absolutely expert recorder player, as you will hear in this concerto by Vivaldi. The three movements are Allegro, Non Molto, Allegro, and ending with an Allegro.
Thank you.
Recorder player John Tyson playing the concerto in C minor for recorder and strings by Telemann. And that is something old, not only the composer, but also the type of instrument that was played. They were accompanied by a string orchestra, unfortunately, who were unidentified on this recording, but consists of two violins, I think a cello, a viola, and one double bass. Our program today is called Something Old, Something New. And now we're going to something new, and primarily because of the composer. The composer's name is Edmund Rubra, who lived between 1901 and 1986, and he was a British composer of some exceptional fame, composing, I think, something like 11 symphonies. But we're listening to two of his shorter works, one of which that we as Musica da Camera have played before, and opening with one that is written on a melody by Guillaume de Machaut, who was around in the 14th century. We'll hear by Edmund Rubra Fantasia on a theme of Machaut, and this is played on recorder and with a quartet and also a harpsichord. And then we'll end the segment with a cantata pastorale by Rubra. It's in three movements. The first movement is lento, second movement adagio, and the third movement allegro moderato. It contains a soprano, Catherine Fleming, treble recorder, Pierre Domierge, a cello, Lawrence Cummins, and a harpsichord, which whom unfortunately is unidentified. So two works by Rubra, the Fantasia on the theme of Machaut and the cantata pastorale.
Thank you.
one of my favorite contemporary works, and for something new, the piece by Edmund Rubra called Pastoral, featuring recorder and harpsichord there, and something we've performed quite a few times in the past, and I must say it's overdue for a repeat performance. Maybe we'll get to it and do it again this coming season. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'm your host today here on a program on Continuum called Something Old, Something New. And we just heard Something New played on Something Old, both the harpsichord and also on the recorder. Now we're going to listen to a suite for violin and harpsichord that was composed in the year 2001 by a contemporary American composer called Theodore Antonio, and spelled differently, Antonio, A-N-T-O-N-I-O-U. But not much about the suite is given on this recording, except it is in, I think, 13 movements. And they must be important because they all have Roman numerals. So Roman numeral 1, Roman numeral 2, Roman numeral 3. Some of them there are quite short, so listen carefully. And I think the whole suite is extremely interesting. So again, Theodore Antonio's suite for violin and harpsichord from the year 2001.
Thank you.
A suite for violin and harpsichord composed in the year 2001 by the composer Theodore Antonio, and this is from a contemporary harpsichord recording called The Contemporary Harpsichord. The person playing the harpsichord there was Mark Kroll, and Carol Lieberman was the violin. Our program today is called Something Old, Something New, where we used old instruments and we played a new piece of music, one composed again in 2001. We're going to close with a piece by Alan Hovhaness, who was one of the most prolific of the American composers, born in 1911 and passed away in the year 2000. From his sextet for recorder, string quartet, and harpsichord, we'll hear the first two movements, Andante and Pastoral. And this composition was composed in the year 1958. Thank you. John Tyson playing the recorder there in the two movements by Alan Hovhaness of his sextet for recorder and string quartet and harpsichord. And that completes our program of Something Old, Something New. And I think everything that we gave you today had something old and something new in it. It either was the type of instrument being played or the age of the composer who wrote the music. Hope you enjoyed it and invite you again next week to hear another program here of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. saying goodbye until next week.